Over the years, I've addressed this convention as a private citizen, as a governor, as a presidential candidate, as a president. And now, once again, tonight, as private citizen Ronald Reagan. Tonight is a very special night for me. Of course, at my age, every night's a special night. After all, I was born in 1911. Indeed, according to the experts, I have exceeded my life expectancy by quite a few years. This is a source of great annoyance to some, especially those in the Democratic Party. I heard those speakers at that other convention saying, "We won the Cold War." And I couldn't help wondering just who exactly do they mean by "we"? And to top it off, they even tried to portray themselves as sharing the same fundamental values of our party. But they truly don't understand the principles so eloquently stated by Abraham Lincoln. Quote, "You cannot strengthen the weak by weakening the strong. You cannot help the wage earner by pulling down the wage payer. You cannot help the poor by destroying the rich. You cannot help men permanently by doing for them what they could and should do for themselves." If we ever hear the Democrats quoting that passage by Lincoln and acting like they mean it, then, my friends, we will know that the opposition has really changed. Until then, when we see all that rhetorical smoke billowing out from the Democrats, well, ladies and gentlemen, I'd follow the example of their nominee. Don't inhale. My hope is that you will love your country not for her power or wealth, but for her selflessness and idealism. May each of you have the heart to conceive, the understanding to direct, and the hand to execute works that will make the world a little better for your having been here. May all of you as Americans never forget your heroic origins. Never fail to seek divine guidance. And never lose your natural, God-given optimism. And finally, my fellow Americans, may every dawn be a great new beginning for America, and every evening bring us closer to that shining city upon a hill.